Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are my inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time or any time that I'm speaking, I am so very grateful for you. For those, anytime I come to the airwaves, I am always coming with the conscious intention to speak to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence, and our holistic wellness, our healing, and that which gives us hopefully a little bit more inspiration, insight, and motivation to dig deep within yourself, to be in the height and the light of yourself, because that is how we win after being under, and because we're under a world-conquering rampage to make sure that we're divided and conquered. So it matters how we respond. It matters that we are taking responsibility to do our due diligence in exalting a full life's urge on a daily basis. It matters that we really care to make our lives meaningful, vital, necessary, because there is so much going on to put us in a place where we are glib about our right to die. We are feeling entitled to be anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, and violating the laws that govern our own being. We are complicit and complacent with the suppression and depression and the violation of other beings because we work on behalf of the corporate deities of death. The tobacco, the alcohol, the sugar, the dairy, meat, the chicken, the sea creature industries. And it's time for us to realize that the corporate entities and deities of death that have generated billions of dollars, trillions of dollars in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death, in the violation of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, the laws that govern existence, as well as the people of the earth, as well as the creatures, the plants, the earth herself. And we have to understand that there are absolute laws that govern us. And our being in conscious care to be in harmony with those absolute laws is the key for our being in a place where we are able to take full degrees of responsibility for our destiny, choosing destiny, and not just having a tragic date with fate because we follow the massive programming. The people have been turned into sheeple, and we do not have to participate. And no matter what we've done and where we've gone and what the conditions and issues are within our very tissues, our communities, our families, and whatever, we are able to shift things by taking personal time to be contemplative, to be introspective, to be reflective, to come to that place and space where we're personally committed to being completely cleared of all of yesterday's transgressions and mistakes and errors that compound upon us sorrow and sickness and suffering and all of that. We do not have to follow that just because it's the road that we have been on already, and it may manifest itself as sickness and obesity and diabetes and all manners of disease and despair and degradation and depression and all of that that puts you in a position where you literally are not enjoying your living. But life is your gift, and I'm here to encourage you to realize that no matter what has crystallized in your tissues, that in this now moment, you have opportunity to attune yourself by virtue of every fiber of your being being completely permeated and penetrated in your absolute and unwavering, uncompromising desire to be cleansed and purified, to be made whole, to be healed, to be renewed, rebirth, regenerated, revitalized, and revivified in the light and the truth of the all that you really are, as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. For we each, whether we are men or wombed men, regardless of what hue of people we are held by absolute law, and the absolute law and the fulfillment of the absolute law requires us to understand absolute love. And it puts us in a position where we are responsible for the truth, for love is the harmony of the truth, and the truth is that there is absolute and supreme intelligence that animates absolutely everything and everybody. So in absolute reality, there is literally only one self. And that one self is the intelligence of existence itself. And we're in a now moment where we have the opportunity to realign ourselves with its will, to realign ourselves with its way, to realign ourselves with its laws, and to come to that place and space where we are truly doing that which is ours to do in duty, obligation, and responsibility as conscious beings to get to the source of our lives directly, because we've been misoriented and disoriented in terms of our having an understanding and understanding and a resolute standing with the purposes of existence itself. And you follow people who do not have a real frequency or energy of care to understand that there is absolute purpose, inherent purpose in existence upon the planet. And so living lawlessly is not sufficient when there is absolute purpose and responsibility in being. And our realization that you are under siege, that you are in a place where you are being warred against, that you have not received yet the fullness of that which you should have gotten as a living being, as one who was destined to become a man, the progenitor of lineages, or a wombed man, the perpetuator of lineages of people. Our education, our religious training, our socialization, nothing has properly provided for us so that we are naturally unfolding, self-realizing, and being able to tap that which is our genetic inheritance, our heritage, in order for us to truly be truly self-vivifying in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. We're in a now moment where we must understand that the global warming, the ice melting, the waters rising, the fires burning, the storms brewing, and all of this is as a result of how much violation of Mother Earth and her creatures that there has been. And even before that, the fact that this country was facilitated on the annihilation of our indigenous families, the enslavement of our African ancestors and whatnot, and continue to be perpetuated by the multi-trillion dollar businesses of militarism and mass incarceration, that we have to understand that there is no way to continue to perpetuate these things and then everybody live well and that there is a thriving economy. You cannot have any thriving economy based on enslavement, entrapment, incarceration, murder, and rape, and violation, and whatnot. We are in a place and space where we have the opportunity to be the salt of the earth. We have the opportunity to do that which is ours to do, so that we can circumvent some of the devastation that is already scheduled for this place. And those who are upholding the system of things in terms of the judges and the lawyers and the teachers and the doctors and the nurses and the psychiatrists and all of those who are the so-called professionals who are professing as if they know what the issues really are, and they are just as much in need of complete clearing, cleansing, purification, renewal, rebirth, and regeneration as everybody else. The slave as well as the slave master are both in need of a greater light that substantiates their being by virtue of their being absolute intelligence in being directly. And no man was scheduled by the intelligence of existence to be the ruler of another man. But when you have people who will not control themselves, when you have those who will not exalt a full life's urge, when you have those who will not, under any circumstances, seek to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified and renewed, reborn, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth of the all that they are by virtue of having a beating heart. When you have people who realize that they are not feeling well and that they are full of pain and degradation and whatnot, when you have people who will not seek their own creator, who will not lift their own voices, open up their own hearts, try to do anything differently, then you have a people who have a scheduled date with their tragic date with fate, and it is death. But see, we don't really know what death really is. And many people assume that everybody here has to die. And I'm saying that there's a path of life that leads to death, and there's a path of life that leads to life, everlasting life, eternal life. And that if you live the path of life that leads to death, there's no guarantee that you have the opportunity to live joyfully, rejoicefully, harmoniously as a conscious immortal in exalted realms of existence if you enjoyed killing yourself while you were on the planet. Because you have those who will make you think that it doesn't matter, that you can live any kind of way. You can be as lawless as you want to be, and your fate and destiny beyond the planet will be the exact same regardless. And that's as if to say, well, you know, we're just here for the experience. We are spirit beings having a human experience, and it's just a human experience. So whatever the experience, it's okay because we're here for the experience. No, we are here to consciously align ourselves with absolute law, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth in being, realizing, and clarifying, putting ourselves in a place where we are completely realigned with the purposes of existence, in self-unfolding and exalting a full life's urge and being purposed in being as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, to glorify it, to honor it, to understand how to love and to be in a place where you are mastering yourselves, you are controlling yourselves, you are disciplining yourselves. This is the purpose of our being here, is for the practical experience of enhancing and substantiating the quality of our spirits to be in alignment with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our souls. And you will never have an excuse as to why you would not do that work. You will never be able to blame the government, the presidents, Willie Lynch, or any of the other ones whose names you can call, of the G8 and this one and that one. You would never be able to blame them for why you did not exalt a full life surge. And it's about taking responsibility. It's about being able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment. We're in that now moment where it's our duty, obligation, and responsibility to rise completely up. To understand that there's edict that has been issued from the exalted realms for the earth. To come to that point and place where she is being completely harmonized in cosmic will and cosmic law, in the establishment of absolute and eternal government upon the planet. And so therefore, those of you who don't care, and the other ones who don't care to be rightly aligned with the purposes of existence, those who have no desire to be in a place where they are doing the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, the rebirth, those who prefer to be anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, self-violating and whatnot, and co-conspirating with their own oppression and depression and suppression and whatnot, then their fate is death. Now, how long they will be dead, we don't know. And so I am the one who's encouraging you to get real serious about your living, to be in a place where you are taking greater responsibility for shaping the lives and the fate and the destiny of your children and your grandchildren, that you're in a now moment that requires you to function as a maturing person and not just as one who has been under all of the degrees of degradation and oppression and suppression and all of that. You understand? We get no exaltation for consistently affirming and declaring our blackness. There is no exaltation that we get in consistently referring to ourselves as that which we've studied. You understand? People say, well, I'm Christian, I'm Muslim, I'm Jew, I'm this, I'm that. No, that's something that you've applied yourself to. Those are studies that you've applied yourself to. That's not what you were when you came through that vaginal canal. You understand? The essence of that which we each are is intelligences of existence directly. Many of us will never be able to really know the fullness of our genetic inheritance in terms of our genealogy, in terms of the cultures that we've come through. So in our ethnicity, some of it is visible. Others of it is not. But coming to a point in place where we are able to exalt a full life's urge in being these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence is where we would get degrees of insights. And I have been in conversation with so many ones who are intellectualizing our liberation, intellectualizing the ordering of the spiritual worlds and whatnot. For whatever it is we realize, for whatever it is we think we know, there's an infinitude that lies beyond us. And in terms of how the intelligence of existence works and the will of it, much of it lays beyond our ability to even comprehend it, because we have not yet fulfilled what our purposes are for where we are right now. It's like if you don't understand how to eat and how to be, there's no way in hell you're going to understand how the spiritual worlds are organized. But this is how the people have us, where we think that we can go to school and get all these degrees and whatnot and all these accolades. And that means that we've achieved something. And this is the problem that we have now, is that we've got all of these educated people who are supporting a system that supports death. Our education should have given us the wherewithal to be thinkers, to be able to think a greater way than participating in a system that supports our violation, our annihilation, our subjugation, our cellular oppression. And if we're not thinking, then we are not gaining anything just because we're working every day and able to pay bills. Because at the end of that life of just working and working and working and paying and paying and paying, you understand, you would have missed your whole life. At the end of the life where you were not committed to living, you were not committed to the laws of existence, you were not committed to the intelligence of your being, being in a place and space where you were able to function as intelligence does, always exalting a full life's urge, always doing that which supports the wholeness of everything and everybody. If you lived your entire life just stuffing your face and trying to satisfy appetites, lusts, and desires, at the end of that life, sweetheart, you truly never lived. And so as the world turns, and you get a chance to see the drama at all of the trauma centers, General Hospital, and All My Children, and all of those soap operas that represent the lives of so many ones who are living lives of quiet desperation and confusion, because for whatever it is they're going through, rarely do you see people taking the time to really change their whole orientation in living. Stepping off the path of death onto the path of everlasting life. It's a choice. And if you will not choose it, then you will not be guaranteed the fulfillment of your destiny. It's something that you have to reach for. It's something that has to matter to you. It doesn't come natural when you have been in a system that supports death as the destiny and fate of everything and everybody. We're in a now moment that requires us to have a wholehearted commitment in spite of, in light of, and despite all circumstances and situations to being in alignment with the laws of life. This is how we get leverage. Where you are being warred against, your first line of defense is to do nothing to undermine yourself or yourselves. When you are being warred against, then your duty, obligation, and responsibility is to pull all of your pieces together. Your duty, obligation, and responsibility is to lighten your burdens, the burdens of your heart and your spirit, to come to a point and place where it matters, where you are really caring to be cleared and cleansed and purified and renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, and revitalized. And that process of clearing, cleansing, purifying, it's not something that you can do every quarter. When the seasons change, you've got to be about it every day. Because we've been poisoned every day of our lives from the time that we were very, very young, generationally. And taking the responsibility to invoke and call forth the light of the lineages that we represent is duty, obligation, and responsibility. Taking time to really consciously commit to glorifying and honor the legacy of the lineages that we represent is duty, obligation, and responsibility for where we are right now. Taking time to commit every fiber of your being to being all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself is duty, obligation, and responsibility for where we are right now. And it's beyond nationalism, it's beyond Pan-Africanism, it's beyond your duties and obligation to a flag or to a religion or any of that. You weren't told to love the book with your whole body, heart, mind, and soul. You weren't told to love anything that man created with your whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul. You were told to love that which beats your heart, that which breathes you, that which is the essence of life itself with your whole being directly. But you'll say, oh, well, I just love my pig's feet. Oh, I just love my cigarette. Oh, I just love getting high. Oh, I just love that. Y'all out of order. And being out of order is disempowering. The power comes when you care to be in alignment with the truth of yourself. The power comes when you care to walk in the integrity of your own authenticity. The power comes when you care to act as if you have been commissioned by the intelligence of existence to radiate and reflect its order, its light, its love, its wisdom, and its truth, to hold your head high and to walk in a faith that is powerful, that you can create whatever it is you have vision to see. But you can't see as long as your bloodstream is defiled with the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all of the inebriants and intoxicants. You can't see. And that's why we have so much of this stuff so readily available to us, that we can't have a celebration, we can't have a birthday party, we can't have an anniversary, we can't do anything without the corporate deities of death and the tools of Satan being right there to poison and permeate and penetrate us in every fiber of our being. And that's why it's very, very difficult for us to come to a point and place where we really get the leverage, because our brothers and sisters, our friends, our families, our cousins, all of them, everybody's steeped in their attachments to all of those things that are cellularly oppressive, cellularly bastardizing, cellularly usurping, so that every day they have less of themselves. So I'm the one who does not mind kind of stepping on your toes a little bit and nudging you a little bit further to get real serious about your living, because you will never have anything greater than your life. You will never have a greater opportunity than the now moment. And right now, those of us who are coming into maturity, this is our time to be in a place and space where we have earned our rights to say what goes. We can no longer perpetuate school systems that numb and dumb and oppress our children. We can no longer be in a place where we are working on behalf of those things, those products, those entities and deities whose products undermine the cellular functioning of children. We can no longer be in a place where we serve sickness, illness, disease, and death, and then think that we have the right to prosper and that there's prosperity that we can gain from it. And that's where the delusion and the illusion exists, is that you cannot serve death and serve life at the same time. And those of you who are employed by the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the chicken, the alcohol, the tobacco industries, and all of these things, you have the opportunity to take whatever resources you have and take 10, 15, 20% off the top and begin to invest in yourself. Invest in the information, the knowledge, the herbs, the clays, the water, whatever you need, so that you are being completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, and revitalized while you are working those jobs. Because that's how you get to the next thought, where you really care to be rightly attuned to your purpose in being. Nobody's purpose is to perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death. And there is no government, no religious institutions, no cultures, no educational institutions that are authorized by the law of existence or the creator's will to perpetuate and legislate death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. We're in a now moment where we have the opportunity to cast off all of the shackles of on our minds, to put ourselves in a position where we can be completely healed, completely whole, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. It's our time. And you're in tune to Adama, your voice of a resurrection. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning to the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and encourage you to meet me here Thursdays. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency and energy anytime that I'm speaking anywhere, I am so appreciative, so blessed, and so prayerful that you are receiving ever more of the inspiration, the motivation, the insights, the opening, the epiphanies, the realizations, the revelations, the clarification, and all of that that spurs you forward, intensifies your desire, that lets you dig deeper to reach higher in walking in the fullness of the integrity of your own authenticity as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. For we are in a now moment of eternity. It requires us to realize that there is one real I, one absolute I, one cosmic I, and it's absolute and supreme intelligence that we have our being in, like fish are in water. We're in a now moment that requires us to give that which beats our heart and that which breathes us enough attention, a full attention, so that we are becoming ever more of that which is its will and its its intent in terms of our being vehicles and vessels of its undistorted love, light, wisdom, and truth. We're in a now moment that requires us to come to that point and place where we have filled up with all of the foolishness and we're ready to let it all go, to be in a place and space where we are asking, we are knocking, we are seeking, we are caring to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that we are truly successful in our lives in terms of our having duty, obligation, and responsibility to exalt a full life's urge to honor and glorify the legacy of the lineages that we represent and to be in a place where we are in harmony with the will of existence, the ways of existence, the laws of existence, and in a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our souls. I'm the one to remind you that you are the only one who has complete control, or should have complete control in your own life. You are the one whose thoughts and whose actions and whose opinions have the greatest impact and effect in your life and on your life. You are the one who has been gifted the life that you have, and there is no greater gift, and there's nothing that you can ever beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than who and what you already are, but naked. So I'm the one to encourage you to appreciate, to revere, to reverence, to love, to adore, to really give gratitude and thanks for the blessedness of your being, and to put yourself in a place and space mentally, emotionally, spiritually, where you are realizing that you are the gift and you should be giving of yourself. You are the gift and you should be in a place and space where you are not just always trying to get something, but you are always trying to be the one that you are, giving of the gifts that you've been given. Because this is how we really should respond to being under a world-conquering rampage to put us in a place where we have forgotten the value of ourselves. We value our cars more than we value our bodies. We treat our cars better than we treat our children. We don't put sugar in our gas tanks, but we'll put sugar down the throats of our children. We don't put Kool-Aid in our where our transmission fluid goes. We don't put lard where our motor oil goes, but these are the things that you fill up on and you give your children. I'm the one to get you to understand that we can't continue to do that which undermines our cellular functioning and then expect to have some real opportunity for progression and prosperity. There is no greater wealth and no greater richness than the essence of beings that we are. And that which we have been given and that which maintains and sustains us is not that which men have made. We are not human eaters. We're human beings. And because we are intelligences of existence that are human in form, we still are held by absolute law and should come to that point and place where it matters to us to be in order with the absolute reality. We need to be in a place and space where we understand that each day we have the opportunity to reach for life or not. Each day we have the opportunity to do that which is in our best interest or not. Each day we are making choices that add to the fullness of our lives or take away from. Each day we are coming closer to the fulfillment of destiny or our tragic dates with fate. Each day we are facing the consequences of our own choices. Each day we should be exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, and really understanding that our duty, obligation, and responsibility in being under siege is to pull ourselves together to consciously care to be whole under a system of divisiveness. So that each individual one of us has been divided within ourselves. And being divided within yourself means that you will not stand. A house divided against itself shall not stand. And this is what we have to realize in terms of our personal integrity with ourselves and with ourselves. So that if we are divided within ourselves, there is no way that we can have a happy, powerful, and well they're well acclimated, but a true marriage. And be able to take full advantage of all of your relationships. See, the way that we're socialized is that we're socialized to spend so much of our vital energy in the course of a day generating resources, which may put us in the company of those that we would not necessarily be in the company of otherwise. And those whose companies we would seek, those who we have an affinity for, those who are our closest friends and confidants and loved ones, these ones are the ones that we dissipate our life energies with. We don't come together with these ones and grow things. We don't come together and build. We don't come together and create companies and businesses with the ones that we have natural affinity for. But this is what we can begin to do, to make and take full advantage of the love and the light and the care and the respect and the reverence and the appreciation that we have one with another. Then let us build together. Let us work together. Don't continue to give our energies over here and our energies over there. This is one of the reasons why our marriages are not working, when you have one that goes to work over here and one that goes to work over there. And then you spend most of your vital energy, 8 to 10, 12, 15 hours a day, with people who are not in your household. And then you try to come home and be whole. It doesn't work. So we have to have a whole nother degree of care to understand how sweet it could really be if we were really doing that which truly is in our own best interest. We're in a now moment where so much energy and attention is given to the foolishness. So much money is being spent on undermining, killing, warring, creating weaponry, undermining the earth and the creatures of the earth, and doing things that don't need to be done in terms of where billions of dollars and trillions of dollars are being spent. But the people themselves, are being wasted. You have billions of dollars spent trying to recreate the Big Bang, trying to drill more oil, pay for more things, create more, put band-aids on the cancers that are being created. But it is truly the value that we are exalting in our own lives, to invest in ourselves, to cultivate ourselves, to talent target, to self-actualize, self-realize, that is the answer and the solution for our issues. Many people don't realize that the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death, the meat industries, the tobacco industry, the alcohol industry, the sugar industry, the candy, the sodas, the chips, all of this processed, bastardizing food has literally usurped the life force of those who have been consuming it over decades. And these are the ones who are homeless, sleeping on the streets. These are the ones who are in fear and insecurity and desperation and robbing and stealing and killing and whatnot, because they have been undermined the entire time to the degree to which they are deficient in the vital nutrients and life force that allows them to truly be able to think. And thinking is a necessary requisite for being able to create that which is substance and vitalizing. We have many who are coming out of those places we refer to as ghettos, who are hip-hop artists and rappers and this and that, and by virtue of their being creative in expressing where they are in whatever degree of dimness, darkness, or reaction to situations and circumstances and whatnot. They have creativity, but their creativity is not light. And those of us who will create, we have the responsibility to create that which adds to the wholeness of us. And as men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages, we should have the proper orientation in being to understand that we are here to facilitate the wholeness, that we are here to add, to support, to enhance, to facilitate, to uplift. You understand? Because that's what love does. But to be in a place where those ones and other ones feel entitled to undermine, entitled to degrade, entitled to castrate and bastardize and hang and usurp and murder and whip and steal, all of that is the evidence of being misaligned with oneself and the laws that govern us. Otherwise, if we were properly oriented in terms of who we are as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and knowing that it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to function as points of absolute and supreme intelligence, to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to put ourselves in a place, in a position where we as men, the progenitor of lineages, and we as women, the perpetuator of lineages, we know of a surety that our blessedness comes from our ability to exalt life, to support life, to be the perpetuators of life itself, and to be creative in doing that which adds to the bounty and the beauty and the abundance of the whole of existence itself. For those ones to think that they should be prospering in creating, manufacturing, distributing, advertising, and putting us in a place where we are consuming that which has absolutely no nutritional value, consuming that which undermines us, inebriates us, intoxicates us, violates us, is really the evidence of the impoverishment of the spirit of the people. And beyond where they are, they have no right to prosper. There should be a death to the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death. There should be no one who is licensed, certified, and degreed to manufacture and produce that which undermines children. A people who destroy their children, undermine their children, poison their children, are a people who are destined to die. And we have to, at some point, get serious about our duties, obligation, and responsibility as teachers, as nurses, and in capacity of whatever we stand. We should be in a place where our purpose in existence as life bearers, life givers, should be what we do everywhere that we are. And if you are working a job where you cannot exalt a full life's urge, where you cannot be in the integrity of who you are as this point of the presence of the absolute, then you know that that's not a place where you should be working. And there's no prosperity that you can really have there when you are in a place where you consistently are not able to be who you are as this point of the presence of God, exalting its will, its way, its love, its law, providing that which is substance and nourishment and healing for wherever you are. But we've gotten to a point where we will maintain and sustain degrees of sickness, illness, and disease, as opposed to trying to heal it. Whether we're in the hospitals or whether we're personal care workers or whatever, you're not trying to heal the situation or heal the person. You're just trying to maintain their situation. You're just trying to come in there and just do what's already being done. There's no progression, and we don't grow as a result of that. And it is about growth. Our maturation is about our consistent empowerment in exalting a full life's urge to be all of who we are, truly vivifying that which we are as intelligences of existence, vehicles and vessels of light and supreme being. You get what you ask for, and we're in a place where it matters that you are asking to be in the integrity of your purpose in being as this point of that absolute and supreme intelligence. The divisiveness has us in a place where we are exalting culture, we are exalting race, we're exalting hue, we're exalting a lot of things as that which is our identity, but none of those things are truly our identity. Because in the truth of it, and this is why we were told to know the truth, for the truth would make us free. The truth being that all orders of existence exist by virtue of this absolute and supreme intelligence. All orders of being have purpose in being towards the harmony and the progression of the whole of us here. Every being that exists, that has an eye that sees, whether it creeps or crawls or flies, will exalt a full life's urge, is intelligent enough to do what it has to do in perpetuating itself, seeking food, excreting its waste, knowing its kind, and perpetuating itself. The reason that the people are having issues with that is because the bait behavior has been modified as a result of the cellular assault that has taken place with all of the chemicals that are in that those carcasses that you all eat, the nitrates and the nitrites and the preservatives and all of the chemicals that they have to spray the meat down with so it doesn't rot before you get it into your body. You understand? Now, once a being is killed, it has to decay or decompose. That carcass will decay or decompose. Now, because it's shot up with so much preservative, then it's only going to do that while it's in your body. And it may take some time because it will require the proliferation of the maggots and the organisms that are already embedded in the carcass to break it down, because we do not have the hydrochloric acid to liquefy the flesh of dead animals when the order of existence is that we are water-based beings and we are masticating, chewing, and salivating so that we are literally converting whatever it is we're eating into that which is water, so that we can be nourished. We cannot be nourished by solid food. We have to break it down. We have to convert it into liquid in order to extract life force from it, in order to get the minerals and get the charge from it, so that we as life beings, as light beings, as electromagnetic beings directly, we have to have a life force and life current in order to be in a place where we are cellularly functioning well. But when you are oppressed at the cellular level, when your cells are heavy laden with all of the mucus that comes from all of the waffles and the pancakes and the breads and the toasts and the bagels and the cheese and the pizzas and all of the flour products, the breakfast cereals, the cow's milk, then that's going to hold all of the chemicals and that's going to hold all of the viruses and the bacteria and whatnot. So from AIDS to zits, there's only really several things that are really creating the diseases, and the doctors are not telling you what's creating the issues. So I'm going to support you in knowing how to reverse whatever the condition is, because it's not rocket science. We were told to ask to know. I've asked to know and asked to be able to assist you in realizing that you are this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and death should not be the fate or destiny of any of us, because we are already immortals. But the psych has been to get us to accept death. The psych has been to get us to a point where we perceive that our transition from the earth should be through this condition called death. But the reality is that those who are feeding off of death, those who are dealing with dead thoughts and dead ideas and anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, and violating themselves, then those ones are literally on the path of death. And the path of death and the path of life look like two different ways of living. They are not the same. And so I have to encourage you to look at what it is you want for your life. Because your life is an eternal life. Now, we are preparing for the rest of our lives. Destiny is leaving the planet, particularly when you are under a global initiative that is genocide, where you are dealing with governments that are lawless, governments that are wicked, governments that are bastardizing and usurping the integrity of life force of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, as well as the populace of the planet. We have to come to a point in place where we will no longer be complicit and complacent with our own oppression. And it's not just about diet. It's about our right orientation in being, in knowing that we're here to self-actualize, to self-realize, to be in a state of conscious, soulful, evolutionary progression and unfoldment as conscious immortals. So that when it comes time to leave, we have self-actualized, we self-realized, we did what we were supposed to do. We honored and glorified. Our work was our worship, and our worship was our work. And we weren't worried about how we're living on a day-to-day basis from doing it, because you were in harmony with the purposes of existence. There is no way for you to be lacking when you are in the reality of the abundance of all there is as existence itself. That there is magic in the air, because the air is nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence that we are in, and it is waiting your command. It is responding to your thought. It is responding to what it is you're oozing, what it is you're emanating, what it is you're radiating, what it is you're claiming, what it is you're asking. We were given this much of that absolute and supreme intelligence that animates every atom and every cell of our being. This is the even playing field. We each have been given life itself, intelligence itself, talent, skill, and abilities. Legacy, inheritance, heritage. We are each so absolutely blessed. But we're not equal in our thanksgiving for the blessedness in our being. Some of you feel like you're not blessed unless you got so much paper. Paper money, paper this, paper that. It's all paper. You cannot really build a wealth on paper. That's the trick. Whether it's the paper dollars, or whether it's the stocks and the bonds, the Federal Reserve notes, it's paper. It's not life. It's man-made. And its only value is by virtue of what we can share with each other. Other things that we make or pay for each other, compensate for the labor and the services that we provide. But we can always think a greater thought. We do not have to be enslaved to anything. And that's why knowing the truth of who we each are as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, knowing that there is oneness in existence, and regardless of how light your skin may be or how dark your skin may be or whatever the hue, the difference of hue from the darkest dark to the lightest light, we as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence should be living in the integrity of that which is absolute law, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. Because that is the foundation of our empowerment. That is the path that gives us leverage under oppression, suppression, degradation, inebriation, intoxication, violation, and all of that, that misaligns us with the divinity of our being. We're in a now moment that requires us to care to live fully so that the rest of your life is truly the best of your life. And as we are maturing, we should have greater light, love, wisdom, and truth than ever before. As we are maturing, we should literally, cellularly be getting younger so that we are living longer, but not just longer. We are potent. We are vital. We can be trusted. We have eldership while we're here. But see, a lot of our elders, because they never matured, they never mastered the process of doing what's in their own best interest consistently over time. They did not mature. They got old. And the old, in relationship to being these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is ever regenerating itself, the old is the accumulation of nitrates, nitrites, chemicals, and all of this garbage, the acidity and toxicity and the dehydration and insufficient oxygenation and deficiency and negative thinking and all of that that has usurped the life force, made their bones brittle, put them in a place and a space where they bent over. They are literally dying. Death is shutting them out. And there's no wisdom there. You cannot speak to these ones and get wisdom from them. And when they die, and you can't go to them and call them and think that because they're dead, that they're going to give us a greater light or wisdom because they're dead. When they didn't give it to us while they were living. We have to come to a point and place where we have a value for love and light and wisdom and truth, as opposed to hearing the truth and running from it, hearing the truth and avoiding it, hearing the truth but loving the lie, hearing the truth and saying, oh, well, I know I should. No, do it. Because every day that you do not move with a full life's urge is a day less that you will have in your life at some point. We are having tragic dates with fate. We should not be leaving the planet through aneurysms and blood clots and heart attacks and all of this stuff. That is the evidence of the insufficient oxygenation, the dehydration, and the accumulation of all of this garbage in our body temples. We're in a now moment that requires you to really, really love yourself, to honor yourself, to really develop yourself, to understand the oneness in the truth that there literally is only one self, and we each are these points of it. And to love yourself truly is to be in a place where you are in love with all, really. We're in a now moment of eternity. It requires us to care, to be triumphant and victorious over all of the situations and circumstances, over all of the agendas, the plotting, the planning, and all of that from the minimal minds and all of those ones who are erroneously thinking that they're prospering and they're rich because they have things. And they have no love, they have no light, they have no wisdom. They're liars, murderers, thieves, usurpers, bastardizers. These are not the ones you need to be following. We're in a now moment where you can claim your life, your eternal life, and stand forward in the fullness of your beauty, your ingenuity, your creativity, the integrity of being uncompromising and loving life and loving the intelligence of your being and loving with your whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul. This is how we get leverage over a system that is destined to die. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.